All righty. Hey, I'm going to do a quick mic check. Ryan, can you hear me okay? I forgot to check that before I hit record.
Yep. Gotcha, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome. It is Friday, August 6th. We are now into our first week of August and very excited. We got great momentum here going into August, as I knew we would, and excited about this month. Hope everybody's setting out for a personal best. I want to mention just a couple things. I know we posted this in our 1% club, and I know probably a lot of you still think, hey, maybe why are we talking about reading? But we're going to keep talking about it and picking books every month to kind of read and promote or focus on, just because I truly believe, David, I truly believe it's what has continue to help us grow and get better and challenge our thinking for the better. We shared in the 1% channel. If you didn't see it, if you're not part of that channel, click on and join in Slack. But The Greatest Salesman in the World, an incredible book. My dad actually challenged me to read that book when I was, I don't even remember, maybe 15 or 16. But it is a incredible book. It's very easy to read by Og Mandino. If you've never read anything by Og Mandino, he's another book called The Greatest Miracle in the World, but several books. But The Greatest Salesman in the World is a classic, and I don't care if you've read it, reread it. I'm excited to be rereading it again, but it's really easy read, and I think you can pick it up probably on Amazon for next to nothing. So definitely go order that. I encourage you to be reading along with us. If you want to share something you take out of it in the 1% channel, that's kind of what we have it there for. But we just want to be growing together, constantly striving to get 1% better, which is the whole what the 1% club is about. So I also want to give a shout out. We haven't posted it yet in Slack. We do kind of our top three based on paid business, not submitted business, which is kind of a reflection of the previous month's activity. We'll probably be expanding on that. But I want to give a shout out to Mr. Ryan Brooks for being in the top three along with David and I. We'll post that. But Ryan Brooks, I think it's the first time officially to be in the top three on paid business. So I want to give you a shout out for that, Ryan. So congrats. I know Ryan's always consistently in the 10K plus club, but this is the first time he's in the top three. So way to go, man. So congrats to that. And I just want to challenge all of you. We're gonna do some kind of a little bit of role play in here and cover some things. But I want to encourage all of you, if you haven't yet, you know, done this. I know David talked about this yesterday, posted it in the sales tips in Slack, but I encourage all of you, I hope, to set some kind of specific goal for the month of August. App count is a great goal, something that you can measure and control. Premium to me always kind of follows app count. But app count, if you don't have a specific app count goal for August, I encourage you to just right now write something down that you'll go after if you don't already have that. If you've never written 10 apps before, that's a great goal. If you've never hit 20 apps, that's a great goal. 25 apps, everybody on this call, I believe, can write 20 apps a month. That's one app a day average. You know, that's 20 apps a month. You're going to be 10K plus, every time with that in paid business. But I just encourage you to set a target of some target and write it down, just like David said, and then break it down, not just for what you want to do in August, but then break it down by week. You know, if it's five apps a week, whatever it is, and then understand, okay, how many quotes does it take to get that, right? And how many dials does it typically take to get that? But just breaking it down, even if you know it typically takes 10 quotes to get a sale and your goal is to make five sales this week, then that's 50 quotes. But I love what David shared yesterday and the power of actually writing it down. And I just know from experience, even myself, how throughout times where I'm guilty of just kind of thinking about a goal or, you know, occasionally voicing a goal versus actually doing what David was talking about yesterday of actually getting up and rewriting it. Now, if you write your goal and you post it right where you can see it, that's great. That's certainly that's a step ahead of people that just kind of haphazardly think about a goal occasionally, right? But when you actually do what David was talking about and you wake up in the morning and you're rewriting your goal. Your brain is now not just looking at it, you're actually reading it, you're writing it, and then if you actually voice it, right, if you actually affirm it, that's someone that's dedicated to hitting a goal. And you know, it's amazing how many people when they obsess and focus and do it daily, like what Dave was talking about, how often we hit our goal. Yes, we miss them sometimes, but we do so much more. And there's so much evidence of this, but I find it amazing how few people actually, how we just don't do it. And it really does work. So I encourage you, if your goal is to write 20 apps in August, I hope you'll do what David was talking about and you'll wake up every day and say, I'm going to write 20 apps in August. I'm going to quote 200 people in August, right? If that's what it takes, maybe it doesn't take that many, but I'm going to quote 200 people. I'm going to write 20 apps in August, and writing that down every single day. I'm going to quote 50 people this week. I'm going to write 5 apps this week. I'm going to quote 10 people today. I'm going to write 1 app today, and literally just getting that ingrained in your brain so that you're obsessed about it. And what happens is we start to believe it, because ultimately we do what we believe we will do. Right. And so a lot of it, the first person that we have to sell on anything, it's on our goals, is ourselves. And so that's really what he was talking about, is just getting up and writing is selling yourself on your goal and getting yourself to believe in it. So I just wanted to reiterate that. I hope all of you have a target and a goal that you're obsessed about for the month of August. Now, what we want to talk about on today's call, and David may take it some different directions, but what we want to really hit on today is driving for quotes, because Dave and I were talking about, I think a lot of people still don't truly buy in to this process and how important it is. And we just know how much it impacts, you know, our sales. And, you know, we refer often to quick quotes, but that does not mean that is our goal for every single call. You're going to get, we want to get the people that are very receptive and staying with us, and we can slow down and go through and properly give a proper quote. That's our goal every single time. But anybody on this call who's been doing a lot of dialing knows that sometimes you get people that answer and throw up such a roadblock that they're about to hang up on you. And we can easily think, well, that's just not an interested lead. They have no interest at all. And oftentimes that is the case. But sometimes we can get their attention with a quote. And that's what we refer to as a quick quote. It's sort of going, it's reversing. And the reason we know this works, if you think about it, think about all the people that get attracted to 995 insurance, right? We all deal with that objection from time to time. Well, people buy into the 995, which gets them to go, gets their attention. But when they actually get to Colonial Penn or whatever, like, they're not actually getting what they think they're getting for 995. The 995 just sucked them in, right? But oftentimes, like Ryan Brooks educated me on early on, like, a lot of times those people might have $500 of insurance, but they got attracted to the 995. It's questions, how much does 995 actually buy? So we have the opportunity to do the same thing when we're speaking to a lead that's about to hang up, to get their attention with something low that then gets our foot in the door, and then we can go for there. So, but the thing is that we're always driving for quotes. That's the way that we approach this business, because once you know your numbers, you know, then you know how to get a sale and how to predictably get a sale. So with that, David, I'm going to turn it over to you, and then we can kind of go whichever direction that you want to go with this.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. You know, even if you go through SLG team and watch our videos, we talk about how you have to have a goal on each section of speaking to someone. You know, the number one goal you have is first to have someone answer the phone. Great, they picked up. You have a voice on the other line. The next part of the call is you want to make sure that you can at least quote them, right? Get the information. Give them the information. Now, like Rich talked about, some people are open and receptive. Those are low-hanging fruit. They They remember making the request. They trust you. They're open, right? But a majority of the people that we speak to automatically put up smoke screens or, you know, any objection that's not real. So let me give you an example. You know, you'll call them and they'll answer, I'm not interested. This is about life insurance. I'm fine. I don't need it. Well, instead of saying, okay, have a great day and moving on, you know, remember the goal is, hey, I'm going to just try to open the door, give them what they need and see if they're receptive. So one of the things that I use a lot, well, you know what, instead of me just kind of explaining, Rich, why don't we do just a quick kind of role play and you throw up things, you know, just at the beginning of the call and I'll react to how you react and we'll give everybody kind of an idea of what we mean. Would you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Rich, this is David. I'm the licensed underwriter that you were told was going to get back to you today from Senior Benefits to review that state-approved life insurance. I'm happy to help you. Looks like you were even given the color blue as a reference to help you remember it was me when I called. Is that right?
Yeah, but I told that guy that I already had insurance and I didn't need a phone call.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Rich, when it comes to the life insurance, were you just wanting to add a little bit more coverage or just compare prices?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty happy with what I got. I've got a good deal. I've had it for a long time.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Rich, since I got you on the phone, what I'm happy to do is give you a free quote. Most people I'm speaking with, I'm helping save around 35% on life insurance coverage. For example, in your state, there's coverage as little as $15 to $20. Available to people. So how much coverage do you have?
I think I got 10,000.
Okay, great. Now I see you were born in 1958. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Well, I know the most affordable option based on the top rated companies in the country is only going to be $50 per month. Now, how much are you currently paying?
I think I'm paying like 45 for 15,000 for 10,000.
Okay, good. So you have the most affordable now. Are you wanting to potentially add more coverage to what you have?
How much would it be to add something?
Well, perfect. So okay, so now you see how I'm going to break off that.
Yes,
starting off not interested, right, Rich? Offering
yep.
What we call that quick quote. Opened him up to now considering the coverage or being open, like, hey, there is something available here. And that's how you open, how you get your foot in the door. I count that as a quote. So we're always driving to get quotes. Every call isn't going to be perfect. Every call isn't going to be, yeah, I'm looking for it. Tell me all about it. I'm so excited. Sign me up. Here's my routing account number, PIN number, social security number, et cetera. It'd be great if it was that easy. So it's all about getting to your target. And we talk about driving for 10 quotes every day. Because if you're driving for 10 quotes, even if you make 10 quotes just like that, on average, you're going to end up making sales. Out of my 4 sales yesterday, 2 of them almost hung up on me in the first 15 seconds. However, I offered them a quick quote. I got my foot in the door, and then it led to building some rapport, finding them the right coverage, and eventually closing a sale. You know, a lot of people that I speak to, and I'm sure anybody who's made more than 5 dials or has spoken to more than 5 people can relate to. I'll speak to people that say, oh, you can't cover me. Every time I speak to an agent, once they know about my health, they hang up on me. Well, the way I like to overcome that is, well, I'm sorry you've had to speak to somebody that didn't take care of you. But now you finally got to the right person. No matter what your health is, Rich, we're going to be able to find you coverage. I just want to make sure you don't spend a dollar more than you can afford. So let's get into finding you some affordable coverage because I know we can get that done. So agreeing and driving towards the quote, that's the number one thing to focus on, especially if you're new in this business. Because if you're striving and driving for 10 quotes and you're hitting that number every day, well, it may take you 10 quotes to average a sale. But the more that you do it, the better your numbers will be. And then driving for 10 quotes, it may eventually turn into, hey, 10 quotes a day get me 2 sales, right? So it's all about having a crystal clear goal and what is driving you. And if you have a goal of 1 sale a day, then you need to create a system and actionable steps, actions that drive you towards that goal. That's why we call those targets. Your target is energy that pulls you towards your goal. And so the whole focus, I'm going to shout out to Chase Stamp because he's done an amazing job this week of focusing on his activity, because the activity is what leads to production. He said every day, you know, he sent a message, I'm not stopping until I get my 10 quotes. I'm not stopping until I get my 10 quotes. And that momentum is compounding. That activity is going to compound, and he's going to start, and sales will follow. As long as you stay consistent, as long as you're driving towards your target, that's holding yourself accountable. And then you're going to start reaping the benefit, right? You know, just like a tree that grows, it takes a long time. The roots are building underground. The roots build underground. Then you see that the tree start to grow, right? And as it grows and grows, it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Your job is to just keep fertilizing, give yourself leads, keep dialing, and have your goal of driving for your quotes. 10 quotes a day, 10 quotes a day. That's kind of our
goal. And I want to comment. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you, David, but I just want to piggyback off what you said, because this is what happens to people is, like, I would rather, and I big shout out to Chase, 100% agree, and he's made sales too, but I will say this, even if you, whoever it is, does 10 quotes and doesn't get a sale, 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 I would rather have someone that will keep getting 10 quotes a day and just not stop. That's better than the person that's getting 3 quotes and closing one, because inevitably the guy that's getting 10 quotes a day, day after day after day after day after day, will outpace the other. The thing about this business is we can have a good day and write a good case and a bunch of AP, and so we think, oh, okay, so we slack off even though we've only got 4 quotes, not realizing how that's going to affect us later. And the person that will do what David said and just commit to the 10 quotes, if you take that tracker sheet, the goal is to never miss. If you want to really build consistency in this business, go look how many days that you missed your target. Because I love how David says, it's not how good your good days are, it's how good your bad days are. So that's where David and I try to really challenge each other is, hey, how good are we doing on our bad days? But if we can hit our quote goals, it always averages out. Like right now, I'm a little out of whack for this week in terms of my quote ratio to my sale ratio. It's high, but I don't ever stress about it, because what I'm more concerned about is that I'm doing the activity and getting the quotes and never going below my bar. Now, David and I might set a higher bar than 10, but the point is, whatever that bar is, that's what we want to hit every single day. So go ahead, David. I just wanted to mention that.
No, you nailed it, man. That's what it's all about. This business, we talk about it. There's a lot of things that make you better, right? But the best way to be successful is to dumb it down as much as you can, at least for me. I'm not the best student. I don't got the best IQ. But I can follow action items. I can dial. I can quote. And I know how to be consistent. And doing those things has led to strong and consistent production, right? And it's all about how do we get a little bit better, 1% better, right? What is something I can do? It's not the words that I'm saying. It's not the, you know, tone and all of those things. All of that does matter, but it's not the highest of the priority. You get better through repetition. You know, it's like Rich said, you might have a week where you quote 50 people, 10 a day, and you don't get a sale. But you know what? You got better that week. You may have had a bad batch of leads. And the following week, you may not be able to quote 10 people because you're closing too many, right? And that's where this business gets. It's about how fast can you improve? How fast can you go from A to B? Everybody is on their own pace. But if you're chasing quotes, then that is just simple. If you're chasing the quotes, the sales will follow. You don't have to know very much. You can... Spencer Holmes, when he first started doing this business, had never even done an app. He didn't get any information at all whatsoever, and just called in, and whether it was Liberty Bankers or Royal, whatever the carrier was, the interviewer collected all of the application information and closed the sale. So don't allow your mind to trick you into inactivity. It's easy. You know, a lot of people don't even realize it, that your fear is the, is the cancer to production. But there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, Will Smith has a really great quote. He talks about, you know what's on the other side of fear? Happiness. Because what you realize is you are capable of so much more than what you give yourself credit for. You know, I've talked to people, I don't know if I can get 10 quotes a day. Well, just try. You know, try. And I don't even like the word try, honestly. Oh, I'll try to make that happen. No, it's either you're going to make it happen or you won't. Because all it is a commitment, a decision to execute, right? I've decided I'm not stopping until I make it happen. That's my choice. I'm going to hold myself accountable. If I get a sale, I'm going to be very, very excited. If I don't, I'm going to look at my activity and I'll say, I'm proud of myself. I did the work today. If I stop and I have 6 quotes, 7 quotes without a sale, I shouldn't expect production. I shouldn't expect to reap the benefit. But as you get better, you start understanding your numbers even more so you can create it. You know, I have a goal of 20 quotes every single day. That pushes me. That really, really pushes me. But it's achievable every day for me because I take the right amount of volume and I've been doing this long enough where I know I can hit it. The only way I won't hit it is if I'm writing too much business. But I'm always driving for that.
But even then, it averages out, David, because you have the days where you quote more. And I want to give you, like, shout out. Yeah, last night you were at 19 quotes and you went back later for your last quote. It's because you commit to that level of activity. And it's so powerful. But again, it's committing to the quotes, not the sales, because the sales will always fall. And I just want to mention about getting 10 quotes. I mean, really, if they answer the phone, and I understand people might have a struggle with this, but like you can get the quotes will become better the more you do it. But if 10 people answer the phone, that's 10 opportunities to give a quote. There's very rarely that you can't quote. There's a few times, but if 14 people answer, that should be 10 quotes, right? So if to give one more role play, David, I mean, like, call me one more time and I'll give like a, we'll even do an even shorter one just to kind of see what we're talking about. Cause these turn into sales too. So maybe call me one more time.
Yeah. Rich, why don't you call me? And so we can hear cause Rich, you know, our methods are slightly different, but it's the same goal to give a quote. So why don't you call me so they can hear you do it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ring, ring.
Hello.
I'm assuming David.
Yeah, this is David.
Hey, David, this is Rich. I'm the licensed insurance agent getting back to you regarding the final expense insurance information. I'm happy to help you. What questions did you have for me?
Yeah, I couldn't really understand that, feller. Is this about life insurance?
It is. That's right, David. Did you have any questions about it?
No, I don't need coverage. I'm all taken care of. My mom got me covered.
Are you really?
When I was a kid.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, just so you know, I see plans for you as low as about $22 a month, David. Is that something that would be affordable to you?
Well, how much coverage is it for?
Well, let's take a look at it. You're born in 1965, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, what's your birthday, David?
Second month, 15th day.
Okay, February 15th, 1965?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you a smoker or are you non-smoker, David?
No, I don't believe in that.
Well, good. And the reason I'm asking these questions is I just want to see how much coverage I can get you at that price, David. I want to get you the best possible price. Have you had any major health concerns in the last 2 years, David? How's your health been?
No. I mean, I'm healthy for someone my age. I haven't been to the doctor in years.
Oh, good. Do you take a lot of medications?
No, not really. High blood pressure.
I got you. Okay, that's good, but it's been under control.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I got good news for you, David. I think we could actually get you a preferred plan, which is the best possible pricing. And it'd be whole life, David, so you don't ever have to worry about that this policy would ever cancel on you, so you'd be covered for life. Now, most of my customers, David, I've helped a lot of people with these plans. Most of the time, they're just looking to leave a little bit of extra money to their family, you know, just to help take the burden off, you know, because most people don't want their family having to pay for burial, cremation, whatever it may be. Is that more or less what's important to you also?
Yeah. Now, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, that's the good news. If we get you a preferred plan, it looks like we could get you about $5,000 for about $26 a month. I could do something lower, but how would that fit in your budget?
Well, how much is $10,000 going to cost me?
$10,000, we're looking at about $42 a month. Would that be affordable to you?
Yeah, yeah, I could, that sounds pretty reasonable. And boom, Rich, that's
well, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, and the whole point with that, and
right
people
there,
think,
that
oh,
great.
This is, this, well, people think this is role-playing, so oh, it doesn't work like that. Yes, it does. It works like that all the time. And it turns out, once you get into the call, like his objection was he had something since he was a kid. He don't know what he's got if he had it since he's a kid. He may not have anything. So
right. It's
all just smoke screens. And just so you know, people don't think we're being dishonest, this is the way I do it. I just run a quote. And I look at the absolute cheapest thing, as assuming they're non-smoker, assuming their level, assuming I got the right date of birth, and I quote that. So I'll run a $3,000 policy, and whatever that is, I get their attention with that. So I really gave them a legitimate quote. Now that my foot's in the door, I got to back up and gather the right information to see if it's legit. But what David just did is what happens more often than not. They end up wanting more coverage. Just like when people call Colonial Penn for $9.95, they end up getting more coverage when they find out the details. It's the exact same scenario.
Yep, exactly. And it's all about finding ways to get a little bit better. If you're dialing 200 times and you're getting 4 quotes and you're speaking to people, then you know you can improve. You know you can get more quotes. Because if people are answering the phone, even if it's, you know, I'll challenge you to just keep up with that if you want to. How many people answered? Don't look at your CRM. That can be very misleading on people answering. But just, you know, keep a check mark. If they answered, check it, maybe. Find a way to hold yourself accountable, because then you can say, wow, out of 10 people who answered, I only quoted 2. Well, they may have been high-quality quotes, but you missed out on another 8 quality quotes. And those turn into sales. So it's about, you know, finding ways to get them the information, and if they're not interested, great, you get them out. Then if, like that call showed, or that role play showed, it opened up curiosity, that person was really interested, and then you have the ability to close the sale. So drive for 10. That's the goal. Drive for 10 quotes, because 10 quotes, you start making 10 quotes, you're going to start averaging a sale. There's no doubt in my mind about that. As long as you're staying consistent.
And one other thing about getting them.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things about staying consistent is truly staying consistent. You know, if you're going to work every day, make sure you commit to that. Because if you take a day off, especially when you're getting it breaks momentum. So for a day away, that's another day that when you get back, you got to rebuild. So it's about consistency, you know. Everybody has their own schedule and time, and unexpected events take place. We understand that. What we're teaching you is a method of consistency. Find a way to make it work. The mom who's got 2 kids, who's working 2 or 3 jobs, she finds a way to make it work. You have to have crystal clear goals, right? If you have a goal, create the target and then make the commitment. Easy doesn't mean simple, right? We all know that. Just because it's easy to do doesn't mean it's going to be a simple thing to stay committed to doing, but you can do it. So that's what I wanted to end on. And that's
yeah, and the only thing I'll add to that, what David said exactly, if you take a day off, this is the way I look at it, if you want to take Friday off, well, that means you got to average 12 to 13 quotes a day to be on track. Otherwise, you pay the price, right? If somebody's going to take 2 days off, you got to average 15 just to keep up with the guy that's doing 10 a day. People don't realize how much taking time off, because we're free to do it, how that affects momentum. That's one thing I want. And the last thing I want to mention is this. Track who's answering the phone, but don't forget, too, to double quote. Like when I get someone that's not interested and I still quote them, I then will say, hey, is there anybody else in the house that would like a quick quote for insurance? Because does that mean I get all those sales? No, but I get enough of them. Like what if I get two or three a month even? That's two or three sales a month from doing double quotes.
John Mantu, perfect example, yesterday. Right? John closed, what,
yeah.
Three people on one app?
Yep. But,
so
but they don't always volunteer. Yeah, it's because you got to drive for the quote. Sometimes people give me, when they mention, oh, my brother needs insurance, guess what I do? I say, hey, well, that's awesome. Well, I'm happy to call him. What's your brother's number? And I'll call him with them on the phone. Boom, I just got another quote. And that's where I find my sales sometimes. But again, all of that comes from driving quotes. All David and I are going to do today is we're going to start our day and we're going to drive for our quotes. That's it. Because the sales will always fall. Even if you're sorry at this business. Because you can't keep quoting 10 a day forever and not get good. You just can't do it.
100%.
So, hey, this business works. We've gone long. I hope this was helpful. But drive for quotes. There's no reason that you can't get 10 quotes every single day. So let's go out and get it done. David, you got anything else you want to share?
Nope. Just finish on this. Take one thing, whatever it is, and implement it today and commit to it for the week and watch your productivity increase. Let's go get it.
Great call. See you guys on Slack. Let's finish strong.